more. Kathleen, thanks for your time.
Oh, a pleasure. Hi, Julia.
Hi. So, firstly, how common is napping in Australian adults today?
Definitely not as common as kind of your Spanish and your Greek and your Mexican communities who have the siesta as part of their culture.
Mm.
But the drive for the need for nap is still obviously very prevalent. And as you introduced, needing to nap around that 3 p.m. is just part of our makeup. It's where our attention is low and our mood dips a bit, and it's when we reach for that coffee or chocolate.
Sure, sure. Very familiar feeling. And naps, yeah. It's been proven that naps do increase alertness, improve performance and memory, amongst, you know, a whole slew of other benefits. Does this apply to everyone?
It does to most people, and it's particularly interesting in young adults and adolescents, you know, going through that stressful TE or exam period. Mm. They also seem to get quite a benefit. There's obviously individual variability. Some people are great in the morning, some people are better in the evening. Some people need slightly more sleep, some people slightly less. But generally people at one time or another or in a certain environment would find that they get some kind of benefit from a nap, particularly if they are feeling a bit sleepy or a bit fatigued, or they've missed a bit of sleep from the night before.
Sure, sure. And they are beneficial to most, as you say, but they can't be used as like a blanket solution for people who have issues such as sleep inertia or, you know, other issues. What would you say to, you know, serial nappers who do suffer from such problems? What should they consider for their long-term health with napping?
Oh, absolutely. So if you're needing a nap because you're sleeping poorly at night, you need to address your nighttime sleep habits for sure. That's when you get your most consolidated sleep. That's where you get all your benefits from your rest and rejuvenation, your muscle repair and your growth hormone. So that needs to be your priority. If you're doing it as, if your nap is interrupting that sleep, that nighttime period of sleep, that's also an issue. You need to look at that. So our advice would always be to kind of keep it a little bit shorter. Most people don't have a spare 2 hours in the afternoon that they can lie down on an office couch. But keeping it to more of a power nap, so around the 20-minute mark, so you don't have that grogginess when you wake up.
Sure, not to rely on naps as the first call then. And
yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, and so what are your views on caffeine naps? I haven't heard of this before myself, but it's a phenomenon where you kind of take a coffee, you have a coffee, and then you take a short nap while the caffeine is supposedly kicking in, and then you reap the benefits of both a nap and caffeine when you awaken. So should this method be considered?
So interestingly, I haven't heard of it previously before, but three separate people have asked me over the last week about this. So in theory, absolutely, it takes a good 20 minutes for the caffeine to reach its peak for you to start to get that high, that increased alertness. So if you can squeeze in a sleep, in theory, it should be beneficial. Whether it's a combination effect, whether you get the effect of the caffeine and the nap together, and whether it's a straight kind of additive effect, I'm unsure and would need to have a better read into it. But in theory, you should, and it might actually stop while you get the nice caffeine high, you also do get a caffeine low as it starts to wear off. So you may be able to soften that roll off.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's pretty impressive to time that so perfectly. And I feel like most people would miss the mark quite a few times. And there is also, just lastly to wrap up, there's also evidence saying that napping for more than an hour can negatively impact your health. So what would you say is the perfect nap?
So I would say definitely a 20-minute nap as a night is a perfect amount of nap time. There's great evidence to suggest, particularly on night shift where people are, you know, pushing through those times where they really want to sleep, that having a 20-minute nap is actually more beneficial to their overall alertness and decrease risk of accidents than caffeine.
Perfect.
So keeping around that 20 minutes would be a great idea.
Thank you so much for giving me permission now to go nap this afternoon. I'm very happy to hear this. Kathleen, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye.